in a series called Making It. Can you say that with me? Making It. Making It. I've gone through the hardest trial I've ever gone through in my whole life. I'm in the middle of it right now. That's where I'm at. And I've just, you know, either I cave and roll over, or I make it. That looks like the options to me. Either I just, you know, do that, or I make it. I've made a decision. I'm going to make it. Don't know how. Hey, amen. Go make it. And I'm going to talk to you today about how I'm making it. I can see myself making it even though I ain't made it yet. It's called faith. If you see yourself as failing, there's a good chance you will fail. But if you see yourself as making it, there's a good chance you're going to make it. Okay? We want to talk about that today. We've looked at several messages in this series. The first one was the pit. Remember? And I'm still in the pit. Yes, I am. Hush up. Excuse me. It doesn't do any good. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Right? Say. How many, when you're in a pit, somebody says you ain't in a pit, makes you feel better? It don't. I appreciate it. But anyway, excuse me. Now, what I'm saying is I'm in the pit, but I'm up another rock or two on the wall. Amen. And I'm like, you know, I'm up a little higher, and I'm hanging on because I don't want to go back down. Amen. But I ain't out of it yet. But I'm seeing some light up yonder. Amen. Y'all listen to where I'm coming from. Talked about endurance. Word means survive. Amen. Then we talked about hope. Remember that? A living dog's better than a dead lion. As long as you are alive, you can have hope. Say that with me. As long as you are alive, you can have hope. So I've been talking like that. Amen? I forgot what was last week. Perfect storm. What do you do when the waves turn rough? We get out and walk on some water. Amen? That's what happens. That's what Peter did. We talked about it. What did Jesus say? Be of good cheer. That means take courage. It is I. I'm right here. You can't get rid of me, boy. Do not be afraid. You and I can whoop this thing. Amen? And then he said, come. And Peter walked on the water. Sure, he started to sink. And when you're in trouble and when you're having problems, like I'm having problems, that doesn't mean we're always going to be walking on top of that water. It means there's times we go, oh my God. But call on Jesus early before the bubbles get up around. You know, don't be like, oh. Call on him early. That's what Peter did. So today, let's take it to another level. Faith, my foundation. Can you say that with me? Faith, my foundation. Let's unpackage this thing today. Going to be in Hebrews chapter 11 and see what we can find. We definitely got to move this sucker. See what we got there. Here we go. Can you say that verse with me? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's memorize it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. One more time. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the substance of things hoped for. What does that mean? Faith is substance. Faith is substance. What does that mean? The word literally means to stand under or support. Faith is what it takes for me to be able to stand. Faith is what it's going to take to hold me up. You understand what I'm saying? I must have faith. It's the substance. Faith to a follower of Jesus is what a foundation is to a house. Well, you don't have that faith stuff, do you? You don't believe in that faith stuff, do you? If I don't have faith, I have nothing. I have nothing. Amen? If you come to church for any other reason, I like this, or I like the curtains, or I like this, or I like the donuts, whatever. You need faith. That's what it's all about. Faith, man. That's what's going to hold you when times get tough. And faith will do when you're dying one day. Your faith in Jesus Christ. Faith. Faith gives confidence and assurance that the house will stand. Faith is a foundation. I built this house several years ago. My bedroom's up top on the left. It's three stories up in the air. Okay? Never once do I go to bed at night wondering if my house is going to fall down. You know why? I got a good foundation. I watched them lay that foundation. I watched them put the block up and pour every block full of concrete and steel. So when the storms come, I can be up on that top floor, right on the left, three stories up, and I worry about a lot of mess, but I don't worry about if the house is going to stand or not. You understand? That is faith to us as believers in Jesus Christ. Though hell come against us, our faith can stand. You understand where I'm coming from? It's what we're talking about today. Faith is my foundation. This believing or this faith gives you and me confidence that what we're hoping for in Jesus Christ will be experienced. My belief, my solid confidence in Christ is what keeps me going, keeps me looking ahead, looking forward. Faith is my foundation. It will stand. It is what? Say it with me. Help me now. Solid! I thank God through this ordeal I've been going through that I haven't lost my faith. People ask me how I'm doing. Rough at times. However, I have not lost my faith. I have not cussed God. Have I cussed? Yes. Excuse me. Sorry. Have I cussed God? No. He's the best thing in my life. He's what holds me together. He's what holds me up. Amen? How many think the devil would like me to cuss God though? You sure? Sure. Sure. Huh. He's my foundation. My faith's in Him. Faith, you can take it to the bank, man. It's solid. If you have faith in Christ, it's a solid thing. It's money in the bank every day. Your faith is money in the bank every day. Every day. Your belief in Jesus Christ, though all hell come against you, it's money in the bank. You are putting out some dividends every day when you have faith in Christ. That's what I'm talking about today. It's my foundation. It's my rock. It needs to be yours as well. If you're going to make it. Now, if you don't want to make it, don't have any faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Say the last part with me. It's the evidence of things not seen. What is that talking about? Evidence. The word literally means conviction. It is my conviction of something that I can see in the future. See, I see me making it even though I'm in the pit. I see me making it even though I'm in the pit. I see me making it even though I'm in the pit. Why? That's a conviction of mine. You understand? I see me winning, not losing. I see me getting ahead, not behind. I see me moving forward, not going backwards. I see that. That can't be something I read in a poem or something like that. It has to be a conviction in my heart. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. No, I can't see it, God. How? By faith, I can still look out yonder and know I'm going to get there. You understand where I'm coming from? We're talking about making it today. Evidence. It's a strong inward belief that God has what God has promised He will perform. That's what ticks me off with TV preachers. Oh, if you just had the faith, you sow $50, you're going to get $500. Drives me up the wall. Listen, friend, I think this faith we have is for a lot bigger things in our life. You understand what I'm saying? This isn't some little old formula we're trying to put so we can get some money or something. Come on. Will y'all listen to me today? Say, the faith that God has given you is to carry you through your life and storms and trouble and problems and heartache and heartbreak. That's a big deal, isn't it? It's not something like a little Ouija board you play with. You understand? Yes or no? Well, I do this. God will do that. I know He sets up heaven and shakes His head. Evidence. The future becomes the present and the invisible becomes seeable. Now that's a deep line. And I wrote it. That's rough. Here we go. One more time. Say it with me. The future becomes the present and the invisible becomes... One more time. It's a conviction. You have a faith that you're going to make it, that you can see yourself making it. We can do this thing. We can whoop this thing, you and me, Jesus says. The future, help me, becomes the... And the invisible becomes... That's what faith can do for you and what it can do for me. Have I lost y'all? Y'all looking like your eyeballs are all over the place. Y'all right this morning? Say. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. My faith lets me see something, even though I can't see it. And right now, I see hope. Right now, I see a future. You understand where I'm coming from? Making it. Do you see yourself making it? My personality can be the exact opposite of that. I can see myself just miserable. It's a good thing I don't drink. I'd be a drunk. You know what I'm saying? I would just be a drunk. I could go one way that fast and the other way that fast. How many are like that in the room today? Some of you can relate to what I'm talking about today. Amen? Wow. I'm sure glad I got my fate. Amen? Aren't you glad, Tom? He's up here nodding, going, oh my God, help the preacher. Though I can't see it. Listen to me. Though I can't see it, I have a conviction it's going to happen. Where do I get that from? My solid foundation. Faith. Anyway. Verse 2 and 3. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Deep verses. Let's just look at some of those. Faith enables us to see what others cannot see. Amen? That's what faith can do for you. Faith enables us to do, say it with me, what others cannot do. We can do what others cannot do by faith. I've had people saying, I can't believe how you're doing. You're doing good. You're making it. Well, why should that be a surprise? When faith enables us to do what others can't do. Say, amen? Say, why we trust Jesus if we can already do everything before we trusted Him? Why do I need Him? This personal relationship that I have, that you have with Jesus Christ, enables us to do what other people cannot do. Because He's alive. Because He is real. Though I can't see Him, He is there. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I think. I encourage you to think like that. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You're just smoking something. If you think you can please God without having faith, God expects you to have the same kind of trust and faith that I am exhibiting right now and that I'm preaching about before you. He expects you to have the same kind of faith. You understand? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. God absolutely demands out of us that we believe in Him. That we look to the future and see things that we can't see right now, but we look by faith, believing. He will reward us for doing that. That's what that verse teaches. And that's not going the extra mile. This is normal. This is what He expects. I gave my Son for you. You put your faith and trust in Him. You start following me. This is what you're supposed to do. Amen? Keep thinking with me. Without faith, if you don't have faith, say it with me, you're what? Dead in the water. Well, I go to church and I got this and I got that. If you don't got faith, you're dead in the water. That's what you are. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. What does that mean? Say it with me. You ain't got a dog's chance. Well, I please God. I do this. I do that. You do nothing that He really cares about unless you have faith. Amen. Come on. To please God. What does that mean? You have zero connection to God if you don't have faith. Can you say that with me? You have zero connection to God if you don't have faith. Yeah, but wait a minute. I'm a good person. Grandma went to church. Who cares? I did this. I did that. I gave this. I was on this board. I was on that board. Unless you have faith, you have zero connection to God. That's how He works. That's the only currency He's interested in. That's how He does deals. faith. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? I'm just basically talking to myself up here. For he that comes to God must what? One more time. For he that comes to God must what? Believe, man. You must have total confidence and trust in Him for it to be real faith. And that's why last week's message, perfect storm, perfect storm. That's why those storms, as much as I hate them, are good. Because we get to see if we have real faith. We get to see if we can exercise our faith and grow ourselves. How many of you have grown through storms? That's about it. That's about it in your life. Ain't that about it? Say. Amen. Come on. That He is. That God is real. You need to believe that. That God is Creator. You don't believe those first few verses of Genesis, do you? I believe every one of them. Every one of them. The longer I live, the more I believe them. Did I evolve? No. If this is evolving, boy, we went backwards, didn't we? Come on. You know what I'm saying? I believe God's Creator. Absolutely like the book teaches. God is holy. 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 You believe God can sin? No, never. You think God can tempt man with evil? No, never. You think God can be tempted with evil? No, never. God is good all the time, regardless of what happens in my life. He's a holy God. He's the only thing holy in my life. He's the only thing holy out there that I can hang on to. He's the only good thing out there. So I believe. God is Savior. You need to believe that. Jesus Christ is the only way. Instead of messing around with, what about this religion? What about, how about let's do it like this? They're all wrong. How about that? Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead. Either you put your trust in Him or you're not going to heaven. That's just ugly preaching, ain't it? It sounds like, where I got that from? Somebody take a wild guess. The Bible. Amen? It's called faith. I know that's a little hard for some of you because not everybody's at the same place. I understand that. However, you need to have a total confidence in God. And that's God's goal for your life and my life, is to get us there. Let's keep looking. And He's a rewarder. What's that mean? God confirms my faith in Him in positive and tangible ways. Yes, I'm going through a deep trial right now. How many are going through a deep trial in your life right now? Can I see your hand? Yes, and I know so many of you. Does that mean that God's still not confirming our faith in positive and tangible ways? No. It means if we focus just on the thing that we're going through, we cannot see that God's blessing us. But when we lift our eyes and look onto the fields a little bit, you know, lift up your head just a little bit, you can start to see over the mess right there in front of your face. Okay. And you can start to see in positive, tangible ways how God is blessing your life, how He's helping your life. I could spend all afternoon telling you the blessings that I've been experiencing over the last 2 months. I've seen incredible change in people's lives. Unbelievable change in people's lives. People around me, people's lives that are touching my life. It's incredible. The love and the growth that I'm seeing, not only in my life, but in other people's lives that touch my life. It's incredible. I just cannot even, it overwhelms me. It's incredible. So, when you have faith, it doesn't mean your problem's going to get fixed, people. If you put 50 in, I'm going to get 500. It don't mean that. What it does mean, He will reward you in positive, tangible ways. It might not be what you want, but there's still plenty of things out there that you're going to get. Is that making any sense to anybody in the building? It's incredible. Of them that diligently seek Him, here's what God expects out of you and me. He wants me to pursue Him as one whom I really love. He wants me to love Him more than anything. And this situation has really tested my faith, but it has confirmed in my faith that I do love Him more than anything. I ain't arrived at how much I need to love it. But when I lay it all on the table, I love him more than anything. And that should be the norm. Don't put me up on some pedestal. That's the ground level where we should be at. You understand? That's what God expects out of us. Let's keep looking. Now I'm going to fly from here on out, Raj. Faith is my foundation. Isn't that pretty good? We could quit right there and go home, couldn't we? I'm not going to do that. Come on. Faith gives me the confidence that what I'm hoping for will be experienced. What is Clark hoping for right now? Here's what I'm hoping for. That I can make it. One foot in front of the other. And that ain't a good enough answer for some of you people. You'll ask me, how you doing? I go, I'm one foot in front of the other. And you think that's negative. No, that's positive. From where I come from. Amen. Say, I have a statement. I'm plugging. Some people think that's depressing. I'm plugging along. I tell you what, us pluggers, if you keep following us, we're gonna, you know, you keep looking at us for long, we're gonna be way out in front of you people. Amen. Come on. Yeah, that's not trying to be negative. That's trying to be positive. You know what I mean? So much of the church is about wee, woo, wee. Real life ain't like that. Real life's hell and high water. Ain't it? Say. At least the real life I've lived. Keep looking. Real faith. What is it? It's a solid, confident, believing in God. Say that with me. Real faith is a solid, confident, believing in God. All right? And if you do that, you can knock the ball out of the park regardless of your difficulty. If you have real faith, regardless of what Satan throws at you or what anybody throws at you, you can knock the ball out of the park. And I'd like us to think that way right now. I want to see some. When I played ball, I always batted four. You know what you call the fourth batter? What do you call him? Cleanup hitter. What's that mean? Somebody on the base, you're going to clean it up. That's all. That's the way I always got up. I always got up to the plate, always thinking I was going to hit a homer. I was never going to place it over first base. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I'm going to place it over first base. Now, I love guys who can do that. They're amazing that they can place it like that. That was not me. It never was in my mindset. It was my mindset when I get up to the plate. Why can't I hit it out? Is that all you got? Amen. I got three good swings at it. I might foul a couple. That gives me more. And all it takes is one. Amen? Do you look at life like that? If God has your back, why can't you hit it out of the park? Say. Let's look at it. Some home runs from Hebrews 11. Here we go. This is the team, baby. This is the team. We're going to fly through it. Some cleanup hitters. By faith, Abel offered unto God more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaks. Abel, by faith, he offered the right what? Boom! Out of the park, baby. You understand? He offered the right sacrifice. I'm not going to read all the scriptures. I'm going to read the bottom. By faith, Enoch, he was translated that he shouldn't see death. Enoch, by faith, say it with me. He walked right with God out of the park. Matter of fact, one day he just walked on home to God, didn't he? Wow! These are people that God says, you can make it. They made it. You can do it. They did it. Stop excuse making. Stop whining. Stop looking inward, Clark. You can do it. How? By faith. Amen. Come on. Noah, come on. You ain't never had it bad as Noah. Come on. By faith, Noah escaped the what? Flood. You think you got problems. Come on. If he escaped, you can escape. Amen. Come on. These are cleanup hitters. We're flying. Here we go. Abraham. By faith, Abraham, he followed God not knowing where he was going. How many feel like that sometimes? don't even know where I'm going. Fine. God says, good. I'm good at that. You follow me, son. Amen. By faith, Abraham knocked the ball out of the park, didn't he? He believed God, and it was counted unto him for what? Righteousness. You got that right. Sarah. You talking about Sarah could knock it out of the park? She was barren. She was old. All right? And had a baby. And she even laughed at God. Amen? But God says, you know, I'm going to put her in my book. And I'm going to tell you, even a lady like her, she made it. You can make it. Are y'all hearing me? Am I boring you to tears with these success stories? Here we go. Home runs. Look at them. By faith, Isaac and Jacob and Esau concerning things to come, etc. What about the bottom line? We got the guy down there? Keep reading. Keep going. Thumb up. Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, by faith, they looked into the future. Isn't that what we're talking about today? Isn't that what faith is? Looking into the future. Even though you can't see it, you can see yourself making it in the future. Isn't that what faith is? Say, that's what these boys did. How about Moses? When he was born, he was hid 3 months. You never hear about Moses' parents. Nobody ever talks about his parents, hardly. By faith, their baby's life was saved. Why? Because they looked into the future. They did something, but they looked into the future, believing if I do something, it's going to happen in the future. And did it happen? It happened. You understand? These are cleanup hitters we're seeing here. By faith, Moses, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Moses, by faith, delivered a whole what? Nation. And you can't make it, or I can't make it in the mess we're going through. Are you kidding me? Is your head starting to lift a little bit? Hey, I hope so. Come on. How about this? Joshua, by faith, a city was shouted down. Walls came tumbling down through shouting. Amen? It's incredible what God did. How about this lady? A prostitute. Why, God couldn't help me. I'm just too bad. Are you no worse than her? By faith, the prostitute and her family were saved by doing what the man said. Amen? These are all cleanup hitters. They're knocking the ball out of the park. What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and of Samson and Jephthah. These guys, by faith, they were military leaders that delivered Israel. And I'm not backing down. We're going to keep going with this. Keep going. Of David also, of Samuel and the prophets. Samuel and David, by faith, say it with me, a shepherd became what? King. Nobody thought David was anything. There's no way. Don't you have somebody? Well, I got that runt down there. We'll go get it. And that was the man. Amen? By faith, this is how it works. Faith has to be our foundation. If we're going to make it, keep looking. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Kingdoms were subdued by people of faith. Right things were done. Promises were obtained. Mouths of lions were shut. These are home run hitters. God says you can make it. Pop it up. Violence of fire was quenched. Believers escaped the edge of swords. Weakness became strength. Many waxed valiant in fight. Armies were turned back by a few many times because of faith. That's what faith will do for you. Pop it up. Women received their dead raised to life again. Many endured torture. You'd be surprised what you can take with faith. Have you ever known somebody going through something and you said, there's no way I could go through that? Can I see your hand? There's no way I could take that. You'd be surprised what you can take when you have faith and the grace of God. Amen? They took it. And they did it. Many endured imprisonment. Keep looking. Lots of stuff. How about this? Many endured temptation. Many endured death by sword, stone, or say the last part with me. The Bible says they were sown asunder. The new believers, the believers in Christ in the early church, sown into pieces. And you and I can't make it through what we're going through. Amen? Keep looking. Many endured wandering in sheep and goat skins, in dens and caves. Many were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. This is what the book of Hebrews teaches. It's just right above there. Say that with me. Of whom the world is not worthy. Can y'all help me, church? One more time. Of whom the world is not worthy. People of faith make this a great planet. Amen? People of faith. Can you imagine where America would be without people of faith? Say, there would be no America without people of faith. It's incredible. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. What does that mean? God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. What does all that mean? We're finishing this chapter. All of these obtained a good report or a good witness. Isn't that what you want and I want? That's what I want. I want a good witness. I don't like sometimes how I get to become a good witness. Amen? But whatever it is that you and I face, I hope that your goal, my goal is that I want to be a good witness through whatever it is. They obtained that. And by the way, all of these did it before what? Before Jesus came. All of these in Hebrews 11 did it before Jesus came. How much more then will we be held accountable for our own faith in God? God's not letting you off the hook. Oh, God, I can't believe this happened. Well, son, mess happened. Excuse me. But I've given you everything you need to make it. You follow me. You can do it. Y'all hearing me today? Come on. Say it with me loud. Can we just get loud and ugly just for a little bit? Just loud and obnoxious. Let's try it. Kids, can y'all help me? Just get loud and obnoxious with me. Here we go. You can do it! Come on! We're not done! One more time, just loud, make somebody next to you just really irritated. Here we go. You can make it! God wrote me this week, said, I hate it when you scream. Loves my preaching, hates it when I scream. That's what I say. Oh, well. Don't you think sometimes shouting and screaming is good? I do. Come on. One last time. Loud, ugly. You can be victorious by faith. 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 It's my foundation. Third floor. I never worry if my house is going to fall. Because my foundation is solid. I saw it built. My foundation in Christ is solid. I'm saved. I was there when it happened. Yeah. I don't know about your salvation, but I know about mine. I was there when it happened. And that's what keeps me. You see what I'm saying? Was it real or not? Well, of course it was real. You lost your mind? Then I can make it. Let's stand together. Come on. Thank you much. Praise God. That's a good day. Can we put our hands together and thank the Lord for His Word, His Hebrews chapter 11? Thank you, Lord. That's Your Word. That's an awesome book. Man. Father, thank You for this time. Thank You, Lord, that we could be here today. I pray now we'll quieten our hearts a little before we leave this place. I pray You'll help us to soak in what we've heard today. I pray everybody in this room will know that without faith is absolutely impossible to please You. Nothing we can do will please You unless we have faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Nothing we do, nothing we give, nothing we say, nothing matters unless we have faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray everybody in this room will examine themselves and see if they're in the faith. And see if they have the faith. I pray no one will leave these doors today without having their faith in the one solid thing that can save them for all eternity, Jesus Christ. Help every one of us, Lord, to look inward, see what's going on inside us. I pray if anybody here is, their faith is in a church, or their faith is in a creed, or their faith is in something they did, or a baptism, or whatever, I pray you'll make it so clear to them that their faith, Father, must absolutely be in your Son, Jesus. I pray it'll be so clear to them that they need to do this, that they need to nail this to the wall. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you sing this with me? And if you have to go to work, I understand it. Otherwise, if you'd stay...